You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. And right now in our studios, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome in Lady. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're good.
We're in LA. Hello.
LA. You guys are in town for a show, playing along with Lee Fields, your label mate. And you're going to perform a couple songs for us. And we also have another guest with us to help me along with the interview, Oliver Wang of SoulSize.com. So we're going to have a little talk with you in just a bit, but we'll send it to you right now. This is Lady performing live here at KPFK.
Here we go.
You keep on running, looking for something, but never find it. You almost got it.
Slow down, baby.
You just heard a couple songs from Lady, who are here in town. And I think I said thank you for coming in earlier, but if I didn't, let me just say it several times. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
so much for coming in. This is such a cool, really cool experience to, after hearing the record and with the full band, have this kind of stripped down thing just with your voices and the guitar. Highlights a lot of even more interesting things about your music. As I mentioned earlier, here with me in the studio, in addition to the group, is Oliver Wang. We're both going to kind of go back and forth with some questions. I wanted to start things off with just kind of the obvious thing. Like, how did the two of you meet?
Wow. Terry and I, we met in New York about 2 to 3 years ago.
Okay.
She was in town. She came from the UK to work with, working on her album with Ski Beats, and I was there working with the same producers. And when she came in, we just fell in love, like, automatically, like, that's my sister, we're gonna hang out.
Mm.
Before we even start singing, we just took to each other and just hung out, all in Tribeca, New York, walking around, eating lunch, having a little drinks, just, you know, bonding girl time. And it was then that she introduced me to Truth and Soul, and they wanted us to come in and write on some projects. And then they kind of, like, was like, how do you guys feel about singing to this? And we were like, play it, let's hear it.
Yeah.
And we started writing to it, and it became a project without even being forced, and started jamming with the guys, and before you know it, we were writing on an album and working together.
Yeah, now we're here talking to you. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it seems like a really just free-flowing, organic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I was just wondering was, both of you were you know, pretty focused on solo careers, and music that I had heard from you before, more of in kind of like a contemporary R&B context, and just your voices individually.
Yeah.
But this project's a very different one, and with both of your voices together, I mean, how did you, maybe I'll give this question to Terry,
yeah.
Like, how did you feel kind of, in some ways, giving up a little bit of the spotlight as, like, a solo artist and now working in a duo? Like, what was that process like?
You know, I think when you love singing, it's never about spotlight. It's never about who's got what. Because at the end, for us, it's really the experience and people experiencing us on stage, or even hearing the music. So when I sing with Nicole, it's like I'm singing with myself anyway, you know? So
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm giving up anything. I'm feeling like I'm just adding, and I'm learning more too, so.
I feel the same
way.
Mm. Absolutely.
I think what's interesting, though, is if you think about the history of soul and R&B, that there's so many solitary artists that stand out, and that it's very much a kind of a solo artist-driven, a diva-driven, if you will, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was so unusual in listening to your album for the first time, realizing I can't remember the last time I heard an album that had two female leads on it. And I think that's sort of one of the things that makes it – and I think the fact that you guys work together so well in terms of how your voices interplay is part of what sort of makes the magic of the group work. You know – was this something that you guys had that chemistry from the onset? Is it, and how have you developed in creating an album around sort of these two leads and sharing those roles?
Well, like she said just now, Terry just said, it's amazing to be able to, you know, sit beside a singer that's confident with her voice, that knows her range, that's been classically trained, and that's down to just sing and have fun and reach out to the world and just spread love.
Mm.
You know, it's no her. Me or her or her or me. I mean, we love to do what we do. We'll sing at church. We'll sing wherever.
We sing on the street corner.
Yeah.
Get the pen with dance. Woo!
It feels good. You know, we piggyback off of each other's energy. And that's what you get, those harmonies, those beautiful harmonies. We just love to sing. You know?
And I think, you know, when you say the whole girl power thing, like, you know, people say girl power, but they don't really mean it sometimes, because it's like, no, I'm the one, it's me, you know. When we say girl power, we mean girl power. This is the reason why I think it doesn't get in the way, the ego doesn't get in the way with us, because she's incredible to me, her vocals, and she gives, she, I know she believes that I'm good, and I believe that she believes that, you know, so it's just easy.
What's this experience been like, because you guys have worked with other producers, other kind of labels and different sounds. What's the experience been like working with Truth and Soul and with this very particular kind of sound for Lady?
I think with Truth and Soul, I think that they allowed us to really tap into something that was already there, that was kind of overlooked because we were trying to do different things like hip-hop, R&B, jazz, da-da-da. But that soul, it's always been there. I mean, you hear Terry, you hear the stuff that we've done. And it's like, we kind of forgot about it. And it's like, wow, it's still in there. And then when you hear the back end, the soulful things that they do, because they brought that sound to us. You know, they've worked with, you know, Adele and Aloe Black and Amy. So they bring that real live soul, and we're not afraid to be weak or to sing about love or life and everything that's going on in our life. And they allowed us to do that we wasn't really able. We were doing it before, but it's a different type of soundtrack behind the music. So they allowed us to be vulnerable, yeah, and to just put our hearts on the table.
Yeah, and they trusted us. They literally, yeah, every song on there, we've written ourselves. And yes, if there's anything I didn't like, they'll be like, ladies, maybe change that line. But we'd discuss it, you know? And half the time, it was just so real. It's been really great, and we're very honored to have worked with them. You know, it's a great experience.
The sound of the album, the first time I heard it, really reminded me of something that was riffing off of, you know, early 70s Memphis soul in particular. The lushness, the way you guys use the strings, the kind of the, you know, the fat back of the rhythm section. And could you just describe a little bit about how did the sound of the album come about? How did you guys put that together with the Truth and Soul folks?
Again, you know, as we were saying, like Truth and Soul, their forte is this sound. You know, they live, breathe, and eat that. You know, they even when you see them clothes wise, they are like they're from the same. Do you know what I mean? If you meet them, you're like, are you guys from this era? Like, you guys meant to be here?
Yeah.
Like,
I thought we traveled back in time.
Really.
When we were writing this album, it felt really freaky. I was like, what year is this?
Yeah.
Is this the 60s? Like, you know, what's going on?
You know what I mean? And it's funny, like, even every, piece of equipment they use all the old equipment,
right,
so everything they use, they record it. Like even when we record, we have to sing every single chorus again. Like, you know, when you do other studio sessions,
no,
you
Pro
sing
Tools.
A chorus once and fix it up, you're done.
Yeah.
With them, no, girls, you're singing every single note again.
Analog
from beginning to end.
So
that's how it came. And it really, again, you know, it helped us develop ourselves again, you know, because we had to really just sing. And so again, I think I'd have to give the guys
and the expressions
why it sounds the way it sounds.
One of the things that I think is really interesting, especially in comparing your sound with other somewhat similarly kind of retro soul styled artists, is one of the things that really makes it distinctive, obviously, is, you know, the twin lead female vocals, but it's also the way you sing, which seems to me still very connected to a kind of contemporary R&B styles put into this different older context. I was wondering if you could say something about, you know, as singers, how you bridge the differences between those genres, or even if you see differences between, you know, what we now kind of call R&B or this so-called older soul music.
Do you know, I think for me, it was a thing of when we write, we kind of, like, when she'd write her verse, it's just coming from somewhere, and we're not really thinking about it.
No.
And it's so crazy, when people ask us that question, it's so difficult to answer because we don't know. We just really don't know. We're just singing.
We're just jamming out in the studio and we're writing about our lives and we're letting the music take us somewhere without being, you know, we're being vulnerable. We're just letting go, you know.
And I think as well, we didn't, because I think a lot of people think that we sat there and studied some of the old, and obviously we loved, you know, all those people, but we grew up around the time when it was Lauryn Hill, when it was, you know, even Whitney Houston from when we were very young. That was more our era than it really was Aretha, even though we love Aretha and Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, but we didn't really study those people. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it's just coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And I think it's him up there. I don't know. Somebody's giving us that word. We don't know what's going on.
When we say it's in our blood.
It's in our blood.
It's in our bloodline, somewhere in our genes.
Yeah.
We can't help it because sometimes I feel like my grandmother is singing out of my body. And I'm like, what is this voice and why? But I'm enjoying it. It's beautiful. It's fun. And
Let it go.
Just let it go, you know.
Could you talk a little bit more about the songwriting process? Did you guys work on some songs individually and then bring, you know, your half to the other? I mean, how was that creative process in terms of, especially as two people sharing these responsibilities working out?
I don't know. I think we bounce off of each other. Mm. We don't grab the pen and pad right away. Like, the guys are jamming. And if whoever's singing first, we just jump in and we just collaborate like that. We just jump in.
For instance, like Tell the Truth was like the first song that we all did together, and the guys played us a backing track, and then I heard a hook, so I just wrote the hook. Mm-hmm. And then Nicole started writing the verses because she was going through an experience that she was going through, so she wrote about, you know, her life. But then somehow, again, it's weird,
we didn't talk about it. She didn't know what I was talking about, and I didn't know what
I really
she
didn't.
Was talking about. It's just
and then we heard it back and we were like, woo!
That makes sense.
Even Get Ready.
Get Ready
was the same
it
thing.
It made sense. It's weird. Mm.
Could you guys talk a little bit about Money, since that's the first single and, yeah. and probably one song. If anyone's heard anything, they've heard Money.
Yes. Well, you know, in this industry and in life, you know, you work hard for what you work hard for and you want to be able to enjoy it. And we're not saying that, oh, we're money hungry or we're materialistic girls or anything like that.
Right.
It's just that when you work hard for something, you want to be able to let me enjoy what I work hard for. Yeah. And if I want to do something for you, I'll do it for you. Yeah. You know, if not, then just let me just enjoy what yeah. I have.
And basically stop spending my money that you haven't worked for.
You haven't worked for it. Right. So
stop talking about my money.
Yeah.
And who came up with the idea for the song originally?
Well, it was myself and the guy that was sitting here, Vince, and the Expressions did all the music in the background. So we wrote it together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then Terry came in.
I got my second verse.
Second verse, yeah.
I've only got the second verse. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, Money, there are actually several songs that are kind of like, they're like anthemic. They're like, they could be like anthems. And Money is one of them that I think's an interesting kind of message to it. One of the ones that I think is kind of the standout and is probably going to be, you know, one of the many tracks that I keep coming back to, especially around Mother's Day, is Sweet Lady.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering kind of a similar question, you know, just what was the process like for that particular track?
We have incredible mothers. If you meet our mothers, you would understand why yes. we wrote that song, because everything we say in our verses is so true, and it's like we're talking to them, really. So when we kind of wrote that, I think Nicole was like, take my head off to my mother. And they were like, such a sweet lady.
Yeah.
Like, because we were like, we're taking her, because the fact that they could raise us. My mum was a single mother by the end at one point. Obviously, she was married at first.
Yeah,
but and Nicole's mum was, and they did so much to make us become the women that we are, that we're so confident that we don't take no from people, you know,
and they stay strong,
and they
business.
Stay strong, and they still, and they never really showed us any weakness throughout the whole time. I've never really seen my mom cry, maybe once or twice, maybe in my life, you know. And when she does, it's amazing to see that she does actually have that side. Because I'm thinking, oh, she's so strong. So that's, you know, that song is really just an ode to our mothers.
Mom, yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of where you guys were, the. Sort of, I guess, near short-term future. I mean, obviously you have the album and you guys are touring with it.
Mm.
In terms of your individual solo careers, how does Lady going to blend itself into sort of the individual solo work that you guys might still have, you know, aspirations for?
I think it's perfect because I think, you know, like, especially with artists sometimes, you kind of get to a standstill and they keep making the same music over and over again and they keep bringing out the same album. You're like, okay, seriously? I've heard the same song in different words, but the same music, the same thing. And I think for us, it's helped us take us to the next level, I believe. So the next album we do is going to have so much of this infused in us.
Of course.
Which it's just going to be incredible, mm-hmm. I think. I think it's great for us, yeah.
And should we expect more from the two of you as Lady as well?
Of course.
The project,
always.
Okay. We're on the wave right now. We're riding it. We're getting good reviews.
Yes.
People love this because they've waited. My fans waited so long.
Mm.
And to collab with Terry is like, wow, this is what they've been waiting
for,
something that they can like really chunky meat and hold on to. So I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
I think it feels good.
Yeah.
You know.
We're always going to do
the
this.
Wave. Yeah.
Always.
One question that I get people asking me because they want to know is, how'd you guys pick the name Lady, which is a little bit difficult to search for because it is a little generic?
Yeah. Wow.
Blame the guys. That's what I'm saying. I'm joking. No, you know what it is? Like, at first, we were going to be called Walker Ray because both of our surnames at first. But then the guys kept calling us ladies and ladies
and
come
the
in.
The girls and ladies, yeah.
And then when they said, hey, how do you guys feel about Lady? And when we thought about it, we were like, you know what? It actually kind of makes sense because, in a way, as you said, listening to the music, vocally, we sometimes don't know who's singing half the time. So in a way, we are one.
Yeah.
But we are ladies, but lady, it's more like a statement. It's like saying, this is what it is. It's a powerful, you know, woman that stands up for something. And I think that's what it is. But I know it is quite hard to find. But it's good. That means if you really want to find it, you'll look for it.
Yes.
Exactly. There's going to be a lot of people looking for it today.
Yes.
Can we get you guys to play maybe one more song?
Of course.
Of course.
Okay. We've been chatting with Lady here in our studio, Terry Walker and Nicole Ray. And they're going to play another song for us right here at KPFK 90.7 FM.
Blood, yeah. They wanna crucify me. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, ready, ready. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready. You look so surprised because I am standing. See, this is my destiny. It's in my blood, in my blood, yeah. Somehow I make it easy. Some just don't see what I see. They don't believe. They don't believe. They're gonna see. They're gonna say. I'm ready, ready, ready. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, ready, ready. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready. So let me make this understood. Then you get used to what I'm saying. They wanna crucify me for being a believer. Some just don't see what I see. They don't believe. They don't believe. They're gonna see. They're gonna say. And I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, ready, ready. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, ready, ready. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ready, ready.
So you just heard one more song from Lady here in our studios. Get Ready, the name of that one. And I just can't thank you guys enough for coming in. It's been so cool to spend this time with you. Aww. You know, the record is so amazing, but like having you here, it's just even more
so
amazing. If there was a way to make amazing even more amazing, yes, then it would be
amazing squared.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Seriously,
thank you so much.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Here now is music from Lady from their self-titled record on Truth and Soul. The name of the song is Tell the Truth for you right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
in the middle of the night.
I know he always will.
Kiss me there. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know he always.
I'm slipping. I'm the boss of the fam. I need to watch my position. Snitches are sneaky, trifling and not to be trusted. A weak link in the team, in the chain of combustion. Don't trust her. Lovers for suckers. Too many enemies is out there, son. Trying to bring the ruckus. Keep a tight circle. Don't let it rain on your parade. Keep doing what we're doing, getting money and getting paid.
The enemies all around me. One mistake and they'll down. They just wanna rain on my parade. I see the enemies all around you. One mistake and they'll down you. They just wanna rain on your parade.
I need shells. Word. It's mind-boggling, the heart wants it, the mind rejects it. Of the past, let's put the present in perspective. That's my lady, she would never backstab or cross me. Stand butt naked in the storm, sipping the frosty. You forced me to choose, I'ma follow my heart. She was there from the beginning, but I tore them apart. No more DeLucas, straight killer bee on a swarm. And when it's time to get big, she put a game face on.
Enemies all around you. One mistake and they'll down you. They just wanna rain on our parade. I said the enemy's all around you. One mistake and they'll down you. They just wanna rain on our parade.
Give freedom, 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 freedom.
Music in the background from Dionne Warwick. Song a lot of LA people ought to know. And something that was featured in a guest set that Kenny Dope did for us just last week. Guest DJ set here on KPFK and Melting Pot. The whole thing is amazing. It's about an hour long. And it's archived on our website, which is meltingpotblog.com. In the section for our guest performances called Be Our Guest. And it's well worth checking things out, believe you me. Also in that set, you heard Ghostface Killer and Adrian Young, featuring the vocals of William Hart of the Delphonics. Enemy is the name of the song, from the finally released 12 Reasons to Die, just came out this week on Soul Temple. And start things off with Lady, Tell the Truth, the name of the song that you heard, from their self-titled record on Truth and Soul Records. And big thanks for them coming in. Also, big thanks to Stan Misrahi for doing the sound, Oliver Wang for coming in and doing the tag team interview with me, and also Clifton, James Weaver III, for providing the amp so we can have that guitar in all its glory. Big thanks to everyone involved on that one. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, and I've almost not even wanted to say anything about it because there's a part of me that still believes this is not actually going to happen, but there's a really strong chance next week here on Melting Pot, we'll have an interview with Shuggie Otis. He's performing in town over at the El Rey, and I actually have a couple pairs of tickets to go and see him. If you want to go and see the legendary Shuggie Otis at the El Rey next Saturday, April 27th, along with Jessica Hoop, give me a call now, 818-985-5735. I'm going to play you something from the record Inspiration Information. Just recently reissued along with another disc that features all unreleased tracks, a good like 16 or so unreleased tracks on this double disc collection. This one, though, is my favorite from the original record and one of my favorite tunes of all time. Island Letter, the name of the song from Shuggie Otis that you're hearing right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. Well, that's everything we got for you this week. Closing up with some music that was recorded live here in our studios a couple years ago, right around the beginning of the show, from Quadrant. And they have a new record coming out pretty soon. Really looking forward to that. Also in the set, you heard music from King. Their latest release is a song called In the Meantime. They also should have a full-length record coming out later in the year. We are hoping to bring in King for a interview and session, probably coming up and broadcasting at least in a couple weeks. Stay tuned for that. And then at the top of the set, Mr. Shuggy Otis from his album Inspiration Information. You heard my favorite song on there, just a gorgeous tune called Island Letter. And that has been reissued along with a few bonus tracks, some things that he recorded kind of right before getting everything together for Inspiration Information. And then a lot of tracks that Shuggy Otis has been recording since the 1970s on a second disc called Wings of Love. And that's currently available. And keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully next week we'll have an interview with Shuggy Otis here on Melting Pot. In addition to playing you some vinyl in the first hour, since it's at the end of the month, and that's normally what we do. But we'll see. It'll be a mystery until next week if everything goes through. But it looks good. So hopefully it will. Folks, Scene is up next, and it's been my pleasure to play you some music here on Sunday. I want to thank certainly all the listeners who support the station, give us the freedom to do this kind of thing. Not a lot of stations where I could have played 40 minutes of Mingus, in addition to bringing in a retro soul group and all the other craziness that I do on the show. So please know that you are sincerely appreciated if you donate to KPFK. You're the ones who keep us free. Next week, we'll see what we have for you. Hopefully. Keep the fingers crossed on that. I'll see you when I see you. Y'all take care. Folks, things up next.